You're listening to Empire KVCR News. I'm Benjamin Perper. On most Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR News contributor Cassie McDuff and review some of the big Inland Empire stories from the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ben.
So first up, the Riverside County Grand Jury says the county's $35 million contract with KPMG Consulting was largely a waste of money.
Right. And this has been a controversial project for a long time. Very expensive. It started out as just about $750,000 just to analyze the operations of the Sheriff's Department in Riverside County. And the idea was just to make sure that the department was running as efficiently as possible. A year later, the supervisors gave KPMG another $15.7 million to implement the more than 50 recommendations that they came up with for the Sheriff's Department. And then eventually, KPMG got close to $40 million to study and suggest improvements for virtually every area of county government. Now the grand jury has spent a year looking in depth at KPMG's work, and the counties claim that it's saving about $100 million. And they said there's no evidence that the so-called county transformation project came close to paying for itself, much less realizing savings of $100 million.
Okay, and so what's the county's response to that?
Well, the county did not really respond. Their official response is due by November 16th. I'm sure they're going to go through every page of the grand jury report and try to refute all of those findings. A couple of the supervisors are saying this is an important report, this grand jury's work. Supervisor Kevin Jeffries, who had been a critic all the way through, welcomed this report on KPMG's work. And Supervisor Manuel Perez said he hopes that the county follows through both on the recommendations of KPMG and also of the grand jury.
Okay, and next, San Bernardino County has announced plans for voting centers on Election Day, November 3rd.
Right, we talked about Riverside County's plans for voting centers, and indeed now San Bernardino County says they're also going to have voting centers. So people should not expect that they're just going to go to their usual precinct polling place. Look really carefully when you get your sample ballot and find out where you can vote at a voting center. San Bernardino County is also doing something that a lot of other states are doing, and that is providing locked boxes where people will be able to drop off their completed ballots early. Those are going to be in place in early October. The registrar hasn't said exactly how those lock boxes are going to be policed, whether they're going to be emptied daily, whether there's going to be somebody standing guard to make sure nobody tampers with the ballots, but I'm sure there will be security in place. Registered voters can start looking out for their sample ballots about the first week of October, and if you don't receive it within the first week, really you can check online to make sure you're registered, and if you're not, you have until October 19th. So make sure you pay attention when you first get your sample ballot. In San Bernardino County, voters will also be getting a second mailing separately, which is 100 pages or close to 100 pages of information about a proposed county charter amendment that's going to be on the ballot. They didn't want to include that with a sample ballot because it's just so extensive, but they really want voters to have a chance to read through it and see whether or not they think this charter amendment is a good idea.
Okay, and we'll have more on voting centers as the election nears in November. Next, opponents of Upland's ballot measure to allow the sale of city park land are challenging its wording as deceptive.
Right. And the city council this week did actually go back in and tinker with the language a little to try to make it a little more neutral. This has been a controversial proposed sale of about 4.5 acres in the city's Memorial Park to San Antonio Regional Hospital. The ballot measure actually doesn't allow the sale to the hospital. It would simply declare the land surplus, which would allow the city to sell it. But the city can't just sell it immediately to the hospital. It has to be offered to other entities such as school districts or for affordable housing, or even for other park uses. So it's not a done deal. And that's really the quarrel here with the language, that it kind of tries to sell it as a sale, the proceeds of which could automatically be turned back into other improvements for Memorial Park. And that's not really the case. So even a couple of the council members say they think the language needs to be a little bit more neutral.
What does the hospital plan to do with the land if it gets it?
Well, it needs more parking. That sounds like the prime mover. They've just run out of parking. They also don't have any place to expand, so they've said that they would create some other hospital service buildings, such as a cardiac care center.
All right. And lastly, the former chancellor of the Riverside Community College District has died.
Right. His name was Sal Rotella. He had retired in 2007, but that was after serving 15 years. He presided over the expansions of the Community College District to campuses in Norco and Moreno Valley. He also believed in education as the most powerful equalizer. He wanted to make a college education available to people no matter their economic status. And so he developed a program to bring young kids, fifth graders, onto campus so that they would see that college is not a big, scary place and have something to aim for. And so the promise was that these fifth graders, if they graduated from high school and met certain requirements, they would be guaranteed admission to the RCC system and that they would get free admission. That actually worked. Latino enrollment tripled during Rotella's tenure. And Rotella was really a man of principle who refused to accept pay raises larger than those given to faculty members. So if the faculty got a 5% raise, he wouldn't take any more than that. Not only that, but he always taught one class a year to kind of stay in touch with what it was like to be a student on campus and what it was like to be a faculty member.
Sounds like he'll be missed.
Very much so.
Okay. Well, thank you, Cassie.
Thank you, Ben.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime IE journalist. She helps us out regularly for our Friday morning news wrap. You can find these segments on our website at kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.